the same places year after year, and that's part of what makes Christmas bird count data so valuable, because you've got the same areas that are being censused year after year. It's a 24 kilometer radius circle, and you can, when that's set up, you can put it wherever you want. It's sort of based there, but once you set up those boundaries, you look out and count birds in the same areas year after year. Divvy people up, so you're trying to avoid counting the same birds twice. It's hard with some birds, something like ravens can fly around pretty quickly, but for the most part, yeah, you're trying to avoid duplicating any counting effort. Yeah, you never know. Last year there was 629 mallards were the top birds. We had 3,424 birds counted, 47 different species here in the Cranbrook count. Last year, over 50 species were seen on the Kimberley count. So yes, there's an organization here in Canada, Birds Canada, that operates a number of citizen science programs, and Christmas bird count is one of them, but it all gets amalgamated into one big, large database. Oh, well, the Christmas bird count season is here. We had a count out at Jaffrey Wardner area on December 14th, or so it's the 15th. And yeah, it's a program that goes across North America. So it's actually North America's oldest citizen science program. The first count was 1900.